actually, before that, how I came into mathematics and physics is something, well, something I boast about in a way. When I was 17 or something in the high school gymnasium, I was studying Greek and Latin and ancient history because I was okay in languages and things like that, but no good at mathematics. And I saw a report which one master wrote, and he said he may be good at languages, but he'll never be any good at mathematics. And on that day, I stopped doing those things, and I went to the headmaster and said, I want to change to do mathematics and physics. And he said, but you're terrible in these things. And I said, well, I'll try.
And were you really terrible?
Well, they were my worst subjects. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really terrible, but I, you know, relatively terrible. They were my worst subjects. So,
are you trying to tell me that at 17 you were that easy to challenge?
Yeah. Wait, you bump on this.
All right. Yes, I shall give you low frequency. Yeah, probably. Yes. Anyhow, I'm probably not a real mathematician like you are. I'm a sort of disciplined, applied mathematician, not a natural one. So when I come across a real mathematician, I recognize them immediately. Rather than the mathematician who became it as a challenge.
I don't understand that really, because...
Well, you have mathematicians who come straight from Plato's world down to this earth.
Yes, like musicians.
You're not interested in puzzles?
No, I was never interested in puzzles or any of that kind of thing. No. No, so I don't...
I think that's the real mathematician.
Yeah.
The right mathematician by heart.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily the brilliant ones.
Yeah, but naturally looking at patterns and spotting things. And Arnold said in an interview that how he became interested in a very good mathematician was a typical sort of Russian family custom that, of course, they didn't have television or anything. And it was the tradition in any cultured household when they did the clearing up after the meal or in the preparing of a meal to set each other puzzles, and parents in families like that had huge numbers of brain twisters, and that was what he experienced from a very early age.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't come from any kind of background like that.
So you started you started to become interested in mathematics only when you were 17?
Mm.
And if you would had the ambition to become a football player, and only at 17 you thought, well, it's a nice game, let's try it.
Yes.
I think you would have never been
able to. You couldn't do it, no.
So you think the mathematics is something you can
do.
You can
do it. You never saw the remarks by your physical exercise teacher.
Oh, that's true, yeah. No, there are some things that most people can do if they try. And mathematics, to a certain level, is one of those.
Okay, that's very reconforting. Yes.
Yes. But certainly not football, and probably not music either.
Mm. But since you're not, I'm getting off on a tangent here. But since you're not a real mathematician, love and opera is a typical thing for real mathematicians.
Well, it is. Yes.
How do you explain that?
Well, yes, okay, you got me there. I also like Bach. I have a huge amount of recordings of Bach, and that's also something that real mathematicians like.
Yeah.
But I have almost no Tchaikovsky, and real mathematicians don't like Tchaikovsky, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough structure. So there may be something. I may have something in me somewhere.
somewhere in your genes.
Yes, it's somewhere. Yeah. But it's mainly application and.
And why then do you like the opera? What is so
charming? Oh yeah, why do I like the opera? Yeah. Well, I don't like opera for the vocal side. I'm not interested in going to Bellini and most of Verdi either. I've been to all those things, hundreds, but I only like things that are really dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
So that includes some Italian things, I think.
You like the abstractive emotions, is that it?
Yes, so as long as they're not too just abstracted, as long as they're really played out in a,
in a
passionate way.
They're boiled down to the very essence.
Yeah. And, yes. And encoded in some mythical framework in a lot of the operas I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, old German mythical framework, maybe.
Maybe encoding is the word I like.
Yeah, they yes, encoded or embedded or whatever, but And the good thing about Wagner in many, well, there are many good things about him, but in taking these old myths, which over centuries have become the subject of more and more accretion, he stripped away all of that and you get just the central idea.
What word did you use? Accretion?
Accretion, the adding of more and more material. If you would read Gottfried von Strasbourg's Tristan, it has all sorts of side stories, even at that time. And Wagner saw just one line through it. So I think it's great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the Netherlands is a great place to see and hear it.
Yeah.